This is a collection of five stories of the frog and the toad. Story number one, spring. Frog ran up the path to Toad's house. He knocked on the front door. There was no answer. Toad, Toad, said Frog. Wake up, it's spring. Bleh, said a voice from inside the house. Toad, Toad, cried Frog. The sun is shining, the snow is melting, wake up. I'm not in here, said the voice. Frog walked into the house. It was dark. All the shutters were closed. Toad, where are you, Toad? Called Frog. Go away, said a voice from the corner of the room. Toad was lying on the bed. He had pulled the covers over his head. Frog pushed Toad out of bed. He pushed him out of the house onto the front porch. Toad blinked in the bright sunlight. Help, said Toad. I can't see anything. Don't be silly, said Frog. What you see is the clear, warm light of April. It means that we can begin a whole new year together. Toad, think of it, said Frog. We'll skip through the meadows and run through the woods and swim in the river. In the evenings, we'll sit right here on this front porch and count the stars. You can count them, Frog, said Toad. I will be too tired. I'm going back to bed. Toad went back into the house. He got into bed and pulled the covers over his eyes again. But, Toad, said Frog, you will miss all the fun. Listen, Frog, said Toad, how long have I been asleep? You have been asleep since November, said Frog. Well, then, said Toad, a little more sleep won't hurt me. Come back and wake me up about May 1st. Good night, Frog. But Toad, said Frog, I will be lonely until then. Toad didn't answer. He had fallen fast asleep. Frog looked at Toad's calendar. The November page was still on top. Frog tore off the November page. He tore off the December page, and the January, and the February, and the March page. He came to April. Frog tore off the April page, too. Then Frog ran back to Toad's bed. Toad! Toad, wake up, Toad. It's May now. What? Said Toad. It can't be May so soon. Yes, Frog, look at your calendar. It's May. Toad looked at the calendar. The May page was on top. Why, it is May, said Toad, as he climbed out of bed. Then he and Frog ran outside to see the world and how it looked in spring. Story number two. The story. One day in summer, Frog was not feeling well. Toad said, Frog, you are looking quite green. But I always look green, said Frog. I am a frog. Today you look very green, even for a frog, said Toad. Get into my bed and rest. Toad made Frog a cup of tea, and Frog drank the tea, and then he said, Tell me a story while I'm resting, Toad. All right, said Toad. Let me think a minute, and I will tell you a story. Toad thought and he thought, but he could think of no story to tell Frog. I will go on the front porch and walk up and down, said Toad. Perhaps that will help me think of a story. Toad walked up and down on the porch for a long time, but he could think of no story to tell Frog. Toad went into the house and stood on his head. Why are you standing on your head? Asked Frog. I hope if I stand on my head it will help me think of a story, said Toad. Toad stood on his head for a long time, but he could not think of a story to tell Frog. Then Toad poured a glass of water over his head. Why are you pouring water over your head? Said Frog. I hope if I pour water over my head, it will help me think of a story, said Toad. Toad poured many glasses of water over his head, but he could not think of a story to tell Frog. Then Toad began to bang his head on the wall. Why are you banging your head on the wall? Asked Frog. I hope if I bang my head against the wall hard enough, it will help me think of a story. Well, I am feeling much better now, Toad, said the frog. I don't think I need a story anymore. Then get out of my bed and let me get into it, said Toad, because now I feel terrible. Frog said, Would you like me to tell you a story, Toad? Yes, said Toad, if you know one. Once upon a time, said Frog, there were two good friends, a frog and a toad. The toad was not feeling well. He asked his friend the frog was not feeling well. He asked his friend the toad to tell him a story. The toad could think of no story, so he walked up and down on the porch, but that didn't work. He stood on his head. That didn't work either. He poured a glass of water over his head, but he still could not think of a story. Then he started to bang his head against the wall, and that didn't work either. Then Toad did not feel so well, and the frog was feeling better. So the toad got into bed, and Frog got up, and the frog told Toad a story. The end. "How is that, Toad?" said Frog. Toad didn't answer. He was fast asleep. Story number 3, A Lost Button. Toad and Frog went for a long walk. They walked across a large meadow. They walked in the woods. They walked along a river. At last they went back home to Toad's house. "Oh, drat," said Toad. "Not only do my feet hurt, but I have lost one of my buttons on my jacket." "Don't worry," said Frog. "We will go back to all the places where we walked, and we will soon find your button." They walked back to the large meadow and began to look for the button in the tall grass. "Here's your button," cried Frog. "That's not my button," said Toad. "My button is black, and that button is white." Toad put the white button into his pocket. A sparrow flew down. "Excuse me," said the sparrow. "Did you lose a button? I found one." "That's not my button," said Toad. "My button has two holes. That button has four." Toad put the button with four holes into his pocket. He then went back to the woods and looked on the dark paths. "Here is your button," said Frog. "That's not my button," cried Toad. "That button is small. My button was big." Toad put the small button into his pocket. A raccoon came from behind a tree. "I heard you were looking for a button," he said. "I just found one." "That's not my button," said the toad. "My button is round. That button is square." Toad put the square button in his pocket. Frog and Toad went back to the river. They looked for the button in the mud. "Here is your button," said Frog. "That is not my button," shouted Toad. "My button was thick. That button is thin." Toad put the thin button into his pocket. He was very angry. He jumped up and down and screamed, "The whole world is covered with buttons, and not one of them is mine." Toad ran home and slammed the door. And right there on the floor, he saw his black, two-holed, big, round, thick button. "Oh," said Toad, "here it was all the time, and what trouble I have made for Frog." So Toad took all of the buttons out of his pocket, and he took a sewing box down from the shelf. He sewed all the buttons all over his jacket. The next day, he gave his jacket to Frog. Frog thought it was beautiful, and he jumped for joy. None of the buttons fell off. They had been sewn on very well. Story number 4, A Swim. Toad and Frog went to the river. "What a wonderful day for a swim," said Frog. "Yes," said Toad. "I will go behind these rocks and put on my bathing suit." "I don't wear a bathing suit," said Frog. "Well, I do," said Toad. "After I put on my bathing suit, you must not look at me until I get into the water." "But why?" said Frog. "Because I look very funny in my bathing suit," said Toad. "That's why." So Frog closed his eyes when Toad came out from behind the rocks. Toad was wearing his bathing suit. Don't peek, he said. Frog and Toad jumped into the water. They swam all afternoon. Frog swam fast and made big splashes. Toad swam very slowly and made smaller splashes. A turtle came along the riverbank. "Frog, tell the turtle to go away," said Toad. "I do not want him to see my bathing suit when I come out of the river." Frog swam over to the turtle. "Turtle," said Frog, "you will have to go away." "Why should I?" said Turtle. "Because Toad thinks that he looks funny in his bathing suit, and he does not want you to see him," said Frog. Some lizards were sitting nearby. "Toad really looks funny in his bathing suit?" they asked. A snake crawled out of the grass. "If Toad looks funny in his bathing suit," said the snake, "then I, for one, wish to see him." "We want to see him, too," said two dragonflies. "Me, too," said the mouse. "I have not seen anything funny in a long, long time." Frog swam back to Toad. "I am sorry, Toad," he said. "Everyone wants to see how you will look." "Then I will stay right here until they go away," said Toad. The turtle, the lizards, the snake, the dragonflies, and the mouse all sat on the riverbank. They waited for Toad to come out of the water. "Please," cried Frog, "please go away." But no one would leave. Toad was getting colder and colder. He was beginning to shiver and sneeze. "I will have to come out of the water," said Toad. "I am catching a cold." Toad climbed out of the river. The water dripped out of his bathing suit, down onto his feet. The turtle laughed. "Ha ha!" The lizard laughed. "Ha ha!" The snake laughed. "Ho ho ho!" The field mouse laughed even harder. "Hee hee hee!" And the frog laughed hardest of all. "Ha ha! Ribbit! Ribbit! Ha!" "What are you laughing at, frog?" said Toad. "I am laughing at you, Toad," said Frog, "because you do look funny in your bathing suit." "Of course I do," said Toad, and he picked up his clothes and he went home. Story number 5, The Letter. Toad was sitting on the front porch. Frog came along and said, "What's the matter, Toad? You're looking quite sad." "Yes," said Toad, "this is my sad time of day. It is the time when I wait for the mail to come. It always makes me very unhappy." "Why is that?" said Frog. "Because I never get any mail," said Toad.
"Not ever?" asked Frog.
"No, never," said Toad.
"No one has ever sent me a letter. Every day my mailbox is empty. That is why waiting for mail is a very sad time for me."
Frog and Toad sat on the porch, and they felt sad together. Frog said, "I have to go home now, Toad. There is something I must do." Frog hurried home. He found a pencil and a piece of paper. He wrote on the paper. He put the paper in the envelope. On the envelope he wrote, "A letter for Toad." Frog ran out of his house. He saw a snail that he knew. Frog said, "Snail, please take this letter to Toad's house and put it in his mailbox."
"Sure," said the snail, "right away."
Frog ran back to Toad's house, but Toad was asleep taking a nap.
"Toad," said Frog, "I think you should get up now and wait for some more mail."
"No," said Toad, "I am tired of waiting for mail." Frog looked out the window at Toad's mailbox. The snail was not there yet.
"Toad," said Frog, "you never know when someone will send you a letter."
"No, no," said Toad, "I don't think anyone will ever send me a letter." Frog looked out of the window. The snail still wasn't there.
"But Toad," said Frog, "someone may send you a letter today."
"Don't be silly," said Toad. "No one has ever sent me a letter before, and no one will ever send me a letter today." Frog looked out the window again. The snail was nowhere in sight.
"Frog, why do you keep looking out the window?" asked Toad.
"Because now I am waiting for the mail," said Frog.
"But there will not be any," said Toad.
"Oh, yes, there will," said Frog, "because I have sent you a letter."
"You have?" said Toad.
"What did you write in the letter?"
Frog said, "I wrote, 'Dear Toad, I am glad that you are my best friend. Your best friend, Frog.'"
"Oh," said Toad, "that makes a very good letter."
Then Frog and Toad went out to the front porch to wait for the mail. They sat there feeling happy together.
Frog and Toad waited for a long time. In fact, 4 days they waited for the snail to come to Toad's house and give him the letter. Toad was very pleased when he received it. The end.
Okay, now we will hear from Nyla and Nina. First, Nyla has a few words to say.
I brought a book because I love the Frog and Toads. And I love to hear the stories from my father because he's the best story reader.
How old are you now, Nyla?
5 years old.
You're going to start school soon?
Yes.
Oh, what grade?
Kindergarten? Non-grade.
Kindergarten. Kindergarten. Oh, and who's your teacher going to be?
Mrs. Brawley.
Mrs. Brawley. Are you happy about that?
Yes.
Okay, now it's not Nina's turn.
Did we tape him?
Yes, we taped it. Okay, now we will hear from Nina.
I'm going to say hi. I'm Nina. I'm going to look at the book in Story Tale. Nyla's gonna have a book, and she likes to read it.
She's what gonna, book is Nyla going to hear? What book will Nyla hear?
Frog and the Toad and Frog and the Toad.
And what story are you going to look at?
Nyla, puppy one. Puppy and
is the puppy's name Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and how old are you?
Three.
Three.
Oh, very good. Okay, now it's time for a story. Now a few stories from the book Frog and Toad Together. We will start with story number 3, titled Cookies. Toad baked some cookies. "These cookies smell very good," said Toad. He ate one.
And they're white, Mama.
They're white cookies. Okay, let me start over again. Ready? Toad baked... You guys have to be quiet while I read, okay? Or it will mess it up. Okay, Nina? Okay. We will start again. Cookies. Toad baked some cookies. "These cookies smell very good," said Toad. He ate one. "They taste even better," he said. Then Toad ran to Frog's house. "Frog! Frog!" cried Toad. "Taste these cookies that I have made." Frog ate one of the cookies. "These are the best cookies I have ever eaten," said Frog. Frog and Toad ate many cookies, one after another. You know, Toad, said Frog, with his mouth full. "I think we should stop eating. We will soon be very sick." "You were right," said Toad. "Let us eat one last cookie, and then we will stop." Frog and Toad ate one last cookie. There were still many cookies left in the bowl. "Frog," said Toad, "let us eat one very last cookie, and then we will stop." Frog and Toad ate one very last cookie. "We must stop eating," cried Toad, as he ate another. "Yes," said Frog, reaching for a cookie. "We need willpower." "What is willpower?" asked Toad. "Willpower is trying hard not to do something that you really want to do," said Frog. "You mean like not eating all the cookies?" asked Toad. "Right," said Frog. Frog put the cookies in a box. "There," he said, "now we will not eat any more cookies." "But we can open the box," said Toad. "That is true," said Frog. Frog tied some string around the box. "There," he said, "now we will not eat any more cookies." "But we can cut the string and open the box," said Toad. "That is true," said Frog. Frog got a ladder. He put the box high on a shelf. "There," said Frog, "now we will not eat any more cookies." "But we can climb the ladder and take the box down from the shelf, then cut the string and open the box," said Toad. "That is true," said Frog. Frog climbed the ladder and took the box down from the shelf. He cut the string and opened the box. Frog looked inside the box, and he shouted in a loud voice, "Hey, birds! Hey, birds! Here are the cookies!" The birds came from everywhere. They picked up all the cookies in their beaks and flew away. "Now there are no more cookies to eat," said Toad sadly. "Not even one." "Yes," said Frog. "But we have lots and lots of willpower." "You may keep it all," said Frog. "You may keep it all, Frog," said Toad. "I am going home now to bake a cake." That was an interesting story, huh?
Yes.
You ready for another one?
Yes.
This story is titled Dragons and Giants. Frog and Toad were reading a book together. "The people in the book are all brave," said Toad. "They fight dragons and giants, and they never are afraid." "I wonder if we are brave," said Frog. Frog and Toad looked into a mirror. "We look very brave," said Frog. "Yes, but are we?" asked Toad. Frog and Toad went outside. They tried to climb this mountain. Frog and Toad went outside. "We will try to climb this mountain," said Frog. "That should tell us if we are brave." Frog leaped over rocks, and Toad came puffing behind. Then they came to a dark cave. A big snake came from the cave. "Hello, lunch," said the snake. When he saw Frog and Toad, he opened his mouth big and wide. Frog and Toad jumped out of the way. Toad was shaking. "I am not afraid," he cried. They climbed higher, and they heard a loud noise. Many large stones were rolling down the mountain. "It's an avalanche!" cried Toad. Frog and Toad jumped out of the way. Frog was trembling. "I'm still not afraid," he shouted. They came to the top of the mountain. The shadow of a hawk fell over them. Frog and Toad jumped under a rock. The hawk flew away. "We are still not afraid," screamed Toad and Frog at the same time.
They ran down the mountain very fast. They ran past the place where they saw the avalanche. They ran past the cave with the snake. And they ran all the way back to Toad's house. Frog, I am glad to have a brave friend like you, said Toad. And he jumped into bed, pulled the covers over his head. And I am happy to know a brave person like you, Toad, said Frog. And he jumped into the closet and shut the door. Toad stayed in bed, and Frog stayed in the closet. They stayed there for a long time, just feeling very brave together.
How come?
Well, they were being silly, huh? They thought they were brave, but they were scared. So Toad climbed in under the covers, and Frog climbed in his closet to be safe, huh? Okay, the last story, the dream. Toad was asleep. He was having a dream. He was on stage, and he was wearing a costume. Toad looked out into the dark. Frog was sitting in the theater.
And he was a girl.
Well, he's wearing a special costume. Okay, let's go on. A strange voice from far away said, "Presenting the greatest toad in all the world!" Toad took a deep bow. Frog looked smaller as he shouted, "Hooray for Toad!" "Toad will now play the piano very well," said the strange voice. Toad played the piano, and he did not miss a note. "Frog," cried Toad, "can you play the piano like this?" "No," said Frog. It seemed to Toad that Frog looked even smaller. "Toad will now walk on the high wire, and he will not fall down," said the voice. Toad walked on the high wire. "Frog," cried Toad, "can you do tricks like this?" "No," peeped Toad, who looked very, very small now. "Toad will now dance and will be wonderful," said the same strange voice. Frog, can you be as wonderful as this?" said Toad as he danced all over the stage. But there was no answer. Toad looked into the theater. Frog was so small that he could not even be seen or heard. "Frog," cried Toad, "where are you?" Still there was no answer. "Frog, what have I done?" cried Toad. Then at last the voice said, "The greatest toad will now..." "Shut up!" screamed Toad. Frog, where have you gone?" Toad was spinning in the dark. "Come back, Frog," he shouted. "I will be lonely. Come back." "Right then." "I am right here," said Frog. Frog was standing near Toad's bed. "Wake up, Toad," he said. "Frog, is it really you?" said Toad. "Of course it is me," said Frog. "And are you your own right size now?" said Toad. "Yes, I think so," said Frog. Toad looked at the sunshine coming through the window. "Frog," he said, "I am glad that you came over." "I always do," said Frog. Then Frog and Toad ate a big breakfast, and after that, they spent a fine day together playing leapfrog. Toad was scared because he thought he had done something to his friend the frog. Now it is nighttime, and I'll wind the tape back, and you can listen to some more stories that Daddy read before, okay? Night-night. Okay, it's another night. And now Nyla and Nina want to talk again on the tape. First, we will listen to Nina.
No, Nyla first.
Nina wants to hear Nyla first.
I know my father loves me, and I don't want him to die. And I want him to read the Toad and Frog story because he loves me, and I want him to be like me.
Okay, now it's Nina's turn.
We don't want Daddy to, I can do it by myself. We don't want Daddy to die because we love him.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm reading the, doggy one.
You
want
to hear a doggy story?
Yeah.
First we'll hear Toad and Frog stories. And then tomorrow night, Daddy can read doggy stories, okay?
You don't say what Nyla's going to read.
Okay, what are we going to read?
What Nyla's going to read? Yeah.
Nyla's going to have Frog and Toad story.
Nyla's going to have Frog and the Toad.
Okay, here we go. Now, here we have some more Frog and Toad stories. The first story. A list. One morning, Toad sat in bed. "I have so many things to do," he said. "I will write them down on a list so that I can remember all of them." Toad wrote on a piece of paper, a list of things to do today. Then he wrote, wake up. I have done that, Toad said. So he crossed out, wake up. Then Toad wrote other things on the paper. There, said Toad. Now my day is all written down. He got out of bed and had something to eat. Then Toad crossed out, eat breakfast. Toad took his clothes out of the closet and put them on. Then he crossed out, get dressed. Toad put the list in his pocket. He opened the door and walked out into the morning. Soon Toad was at Frog's front door. He took the list from his pocket and crossed out, go to Frog's house. Toad knocked on the door. Hello, said Frog. Look at my list of things to do, said Toad. Oh, said Frog, that's a very nice list. Toad said, my list tells me that we will go for a walk. All right, said Frog, I'm ready. Frog and Toad went for a long walk. Then Toad took the list from his pocket again, and he crossed out, take walk with Frog. Just then there was a strong wind. It blew the list out of Toad's hand. The list blew high into the air. Help! Cried Toad. My list is blowing away. What will I do without my list? Hurry, said Frog. We will run and catch it. No, shouted Toad. I cannot do that. Why not? Asked Frog. Because, wailed Toad, running after my list is not one of the things I wrote on my list of things to do. Frog ran after the list. He ran over hills and swamps, but the list blew on and on. At last, Frog came back. Gasping for air, he said, I'm sorry, but I could not catch your list. Bah, said Toad. I can't remember any of the things to do that were on my list of things to do. I will just have to sit here and do nothing, said Toad. Toad sat and did nothing, and Frog sat with him. After a long time, Frog said, Toad, it is getting dark. We will have to go to sleep now. Go to sleep, shouted Toad. That was the last thing on my list. Toad wrote on the ground with a stick, go to sleep. Then he crossed out, go to sleep. There, said Toad, now my day is all crossed out. I am glad, said Frog. Then Toad and Frog went right to sleep.
Why did they go sleep somewhere else?
Well, they were out and it got dark, so they went to sleep in the woods. That's where frogs and toads sleep. Ready for the next story? The garden. Frog was in his garden. Toad came walking by. What a fine garden you have, Frog, he said. Yes, said Frog, it is very nice, but it is very much hard work. I wish I had a garden, said Toad. Here are some flower seeds. Plant them in the ground, said Frog, and soon you will have a garden. How soon? Asked Toad. Oh, quite soon, said Frog. Toad ran home. He planted the flower seeds. Now seeds, said Toad. Start growing. Toad walked up and down a few times, but the seeds didn't start to grow. Minute. Toad put his head close to the ground and he said loudly, now seeds, start growing. Toad looked at the ground. The seeds didn't start to grow. Toad put his head very close to the ground and shouted, now seeds, start growing. Frog came running up the path. What's all the noise? He asked. My seeds will not grow, said Toad. You are shouting too much, said Frog. These poor seeds are afraid to grow. My seeds are afraid to grow, asked Toad. Of course, said Frog. Leave them alone for a few days. Let the sun shine on them. Let the rain fall on them. Soon your seeds will start to grow. That night, Toad looked out the window. Drat, said Toad. My seeds haven't started to grow. They must be afraid of the dark. So Toad went out to his garden with some candles. I will read the seeds a story, said Toad. Then they will not be afraid. Toad read a long story to his seeds. All the next day, Toad sang songs to his seeds. Then the next day, he read poems to his seeds. And the next day, he played music for his seeds. Toad looked at the ground. The seeds still had not started to grow. Oh, what shall I do? Cried Toad. These must be the most frightened seeds in the whole world. Then Toad felt tired, and he fell asleep. Toad, Toad, wake up, said Frog. Look at your garden. Toad looked at his garden. Little green plants were coming up out of the ground. At last, shouted Toad, my seeds have stopped being afraid to grow. and now I will have a nice garden, too. Yes, said Frog. And you were right, said Toad. It was very hard work. That's the last story in your second Frog and Toad book. We will have to buy another one, won't we? Do you like the Frog and Toad books, Nyla?
Yes.
Do you like the Frog and Toad books, Nina?
Yeah.
Okay, night-night. Go to sleep.
It did all the work, and I love every part of it. I love every part of it, except the part, the very ending.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's not. Okay. The Little Red Hen. One day, as the Little Red Hen was scratching in the field, she found a grain of wheat. This wheat should be planted, she said. Who will help me plant this grain of wheat? Not I, said the duck. Not I, said the cat. Nor I, said the dog. Then I will do it, said Little Red Hen. And she did. Soon the wheat grew to be tall and yellow. The wheat is ripe, said Little Red Hen. Who will help me cut the wheat? I haven't the time, said the duck. I can't, said the cat. Not I, said the dog. Then I must do it myself, said Little Red Hen, and she did. When the wheat was cut, Little Red Hen said, Who will help me thrash the wheat? Not I, said the duck. Not I, said the cat. Not I, said the dog. Then I must do it myself, and she did. When the wheat was all thrashed, Little Red Hen said, Who will take this wheat to the mill? Not I, said the duck. I can't, said the cat. I haven't the time, said the dog. Then I must do it myself, said Little Red Hen, and she did. She took the wheat to the mill and had it ground into flour. Then she said, Who will make this flour to bread? Not I, said the duck. Not I, said the cat. Not I, said the dog. Then I must do it myself, said Little Red Hen, and she did. She made and baked bread, and then she said, Who will help me eat the bread? I will, said the duck. I can, said the cat. I will, said the dog. Oh, no, you won't, said Little Red Hen. I will do it. And she did. Do you know why she ate it by herself and didn't share?
Because she had to do all the work all by herself.
That's correct. She asked the others to help her, but they wouldn't, would they?
They wouldn't help her.
So since she did all the work and they wouldn't help, she got to eat all the bread, didn't she?
Yes.
Okay, another story. Travels of a Fox. A fox was digging behind a stump, and he found a bumblebee. He put the bumblebee in his bag, and he traveled on. The first house he came to, he went in and said, Mistress of the house, may I leave my bag here for a while, so I may go to Squintum's? Yes, said the woman. Be careful not to open my bag, said the fox. But as soon as the fox was gone, the woman took a peep in the bag, and out flew the bumblebee. Her rooster caught him and ate him up. After a while, the fox came back. He took his bag, and he saw his bumblebee was gone. And he said to the woman, Where is my bumblebee? The woman said, I untied the bag a little to take a peek. And the bumblebee flew out, and my rooster ate him up. Very well, said the fox. Then I must have your rooster. So he caught the rooster and put the rooster in his bag, and he traveled on. The next house he came to, he went in, and he said to the mistress of the house, May I leave my bag here while I go to Squintum's? Yes, said the woman. Then be careful not to open my bag, said the fox. But as soon as the fox was gone, the woman had to take one little peek, and as she opened the bag, the rooster flew out, and her pig caught him and ate him up. After a while, the fox came back and took up his bag, and he saw the rooster was not in it, and he said to the woman, Where is my rooster? The woman said, I just untied the bag a little, but the rooster flew out, and my pig ate him. Very well, said the fox, then I must have your pig.
Took a peek.
Just a minute. So the pig caught the pig was caught and put in the bag, and the fox traveled on. The next house he came to, he went in and he said to the mistress, "May I leave my bag here a while so I may go to Squintum's?" The woman said yes. "Then be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. But as soon as the fox was gone, the woman took a little peep, and the pig jumped out, and her ox ate the pig. After a while, the fox came back and took up his bag and noticed that the pig was gone. And he said to the woman, "Where is my pig?" The woman said, "I untied the bag just a little to take a peek, and the pig jumped out, and my ox ate him." What? "Well, then," said the fox, "I must have your ox." So he caught the ox and put the ox in his bag, and on he traveled.
What does an ox look like?
It's like a big cow. Strong cow. The next house he came to, he went in and said to the mistress, "May I leave my bag here while I go to Squintum's?" "Yes," said the woman. "Be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. But as soon as the fox was gone, the woman opened the bag, and the fox jumped out, and her little boy chased the ox away. When the fox came back, he took up his bag and noticed that the ox was gone. "Where is my ox?" said the fox. "I untied the string. The ox got out, and my boy chased him off." "Very well," said the fox. "I must have the boy then." So he caught the boy and put the boy in his bag, and on he traveled. He came to another house, and he said to the woman, "May I leave my bag here while I go to Squintum's?" "Yes," said the woman. "Then be careful not to open the bag," said the fox. Now this woman was making a cake for her children, who were asking for a piece. "Oh, mother, give me a piece," said one. And the other said, "Mother, give me a piece too." And the smell of the cake came to the boy who was weeping and crying in the bag. And he heard the children asking for cake, and he said, "Oh, please give me a piece." Then the woman opened the bag and took the boy out, and she put the house dog into the bag in the boy's place. Now the boy stopped crying and ate some cake with the others. And after a while, the fox came back and took up his bag, and he saw that the string was tied fast, and he felt that it was full, and he put it over his shoulder and went home. When he got home, deep in the woods, he opened the bag, but the boy wasn't there. Out jumped the house dog and ate the fox up.
How come?
Well, because the fox was being kind of rude, stealing children. It wasn't very nice. Well, see, you know what's happened in the story? The fox had something, and he asked someone to take care of it for him, but they didn't take care of it, did they? They let it get away.
How come?
Well, they just weren't being careful. So they had to repay the fox. The first woman had to give the fox her rooster. The second woman had to give the fox her pig. The third woman had to give the fox her ox. The fourth woman had to give the fox her boy. But the fifth woman was very smart. She let the little boy out and put the fox in the bag, put the dog in the bag instead. And that way, the fox didn't know the little boy was not there. And when he opened the bag, the dog came out and ate him up. He was kind of rude anyway, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, because he wasn't very nice, because he tried to take the little boy. One more story. Okay, let me see if I can find one more story.
This one.
Which one? I'm trying to find one that's kind of short because I'm tired.
How about...
The Three Billy Goats Gruff. Once upon a time, there were three billy goats who lived on a hillside, and they made themselves fat on the grass that grew there. The biggest of the three was Gruff. Oh, the name of all three was Gruff. On the way up, there was a bridge over the burn they had to cross, and under the bridge lived an ugly troll, with his eyes as big as saucers and his nose as long as a poker. So the first of the billy goats, the youngest, little Billy Gruff, went to cross the bridge. Trip-trap, trip-trap went the bridge. "Who's that tripping on my bridge?" roared the troll. "It is only I, the tiniest little Billy Goat Gruff," said the goat. "I am going to the hillside to make myself fat." And the Billy Goat, said the Billy Goat with a small voice. "I am coming to gobble you up," said the troll. "Oh, no, please don't take me. I am too little." "I am," said the Billy Goat. "Wait a bit till the second Billy Goat comes along. He is much bigger than I." "Well, be off with you," said the troll. A little while later, the second billy goat came to cross the bridge. Trip-trap, 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 trip-trap went the bridge. "Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll. "Oh, it is I, the second Billy Goat Gruff. I am going to the hillside to make myself fat," said the billy goat, who had a slightly larger voice than the smallest billy goat. "I am going to gobble you up," said the troll. "Oh, no, please don't take me," said the billy goat with his not quite so big voice. "Wait a little while till the big billy goat Gruff comes along. He is much bigger than I." "Very well, be off with you," said the troll. Just then the biggest billy goat Gruff came. Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap, went the bridge. Very noisily he walked on the bridge. The billy goat was very heavy, and the bridge creaked and groaned under his weight. "Who's that tramping over my bridge?" roared the troll. "It is I, the big billy goat Gruff," said the billy goat, with an ugly voice of his own. "Now I am going to gobble you up," said the troll. "Well, come along. I have two spears. I will poke your nose and pierce your ears. I've got besides two curly stones. I'll bruise your body and rattle your bones," said the big billy goat. And with that, he flew at the troll and tossed him into the burn and proceeded across the bridge to make himself fat. And that was the last they ever saw of the troll.
Back on the troll, I wanted to gobble him up.
Well, trolls like to eat billy goats. They like to eat little children. They eat big children. They eat mommies and daddies. Because they're trolls. They're mean, ugly little people. Big people, actually. But they're imaginary, Nyla. There's no such thing as trolls, really. Hello, Nina. Do you want to talk on the tape for a minute? Okay, it's Nina's turn.
I love Mama.
Now she got her mother.
Oh, what do you think, Nyla?
I think these stories are really, really wonderful.
Good. Do you like Daddy to read these stories to you?
Yes.
That's good. Can you tell me a story?
Okay. Once upon a time, in a big village, there were three little girls who had a big cake. A cake to eat every has lots of goodies to eat after the lunch. And then after that they have lunch. Then after that they have dinner. Then they have the treats. And then there's lots of big trees. And you could make up your own story, the end.
Oh, that was a nice story, Nyla. Where did you learn that one? Did you make that one up?
Nope, I learned it from Jennifer.
Oh, really? Sounded like something you made up yourself. Can you tell me a scripture? How about sing a song? Can you sing a song for us?
Uh-huh. I am a child of God, and He has sent me here, has given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear. Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do to live with them someday.
That was very good. Well, we're just about out of tape now, I think. Let's see. Yeah, we're out of tape now.
Can I
say good night?
Can I tell everybody and have a good sleep?
Good night. Say good night.
I can do it by myself. Good night.
Good night.
My mommy and daddy wanted me to come and be part of their family.
Mommy,
they love me and they tell me so. And in my heart, I really know
I will.
They wanted me. They wanted me to come and be part of their family. and be part of their family. Good night, Nyla.
Good night, Mommy.
Good night, Nina.
Good night, Mama.
Sweet dreams.
Mama, can we do this? Mama, put this back.